Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of halacha every day is a zechus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. He should have a refuah shleima b'soyach shal Chayli Yisrael b'korev. So just having a look a little bit at Bahab, because we're in the middle of Bahab at the moment. Those people who do it, those people who know about it, Tanis Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, there are three Tanesim which follow Pesach, and which follow Sukkos, and Yeshomrim, rarely that Shavuos, usually not Shavuos. The reason why we have these Tanesim is they were it's brought down already in the Rishonim. Tosafot speaks about it, Rashi speaks about it, that there were two reasons, but they had to do with Averis that were made, they were there in order to be a kapora for Averis which were committed during Yom Tov. We've got a long Yontif, 7-day Yontif or an 8-day Yontif. And during that time, in particular, there are quite complicated halachas about Oichel Nefesh. People aren't clear exactly what I'm allowed to do on Yontif or what I'm not allowed to do on Yontif. Is Boyer Mutter on Yontif? Is Toichen Mutter on Yontif? Which are the halachas which are Mutter on Yontif because of Oichel Nefesh, because of preparation of Oichel Nefesh, and which are not? Yeah, so shechita is mutter, but for instance, to cut wheat or to cut fruit off a tree would not be mutter. So it's all meleches oichel nefesh. It's all preparation for oichel nefesh. People are unsure. People are uncertain. When your wife says to you, "Do I have to do this with a shinui on yontif?" and you're not sure, or I'm not sure whether you have to do this with a shinui or it's a melacha that's mutter, etc. So that's one of the reasons brought down, is that there are a lot of mistakes happen on Yom Tov in halacha because of the confusion about what's mutter and what's not mutter on Oichel Nefesh. And therefore, yes, it's shogeg, or it's either shogeg or it's a lack of learning or a lack of awareness. Or Baal Kolponim, for that, that was one of the reasons why they were misakin. Tosafot brings down a completely different reason. Rashi says it's slightly different loshon, but the same thing, I think the kavanah of both of them is the same, which is that the ladies come to shul on yontif. Both Tosafot and Rashi say that they come to shul on yontif lishmoya hadrosha. They want to hear the Rav's drosha. Yeah? Therefore they come, and they're wearing their new outfits, and they're wearing they're coming there. A yontif best, and they've got their summer outfits out for the first time. And after shul, there's a lot of mingling of the men and the ladies afterwards. And there can be some inappropriate liaisons, some inappropriate conversations, some inappropriate friendships, flirting, who knows what, yeah? And therefore, Tosafot says that yontif is a time which is a bit dangerous. Yeah, it's also brought down that because people are not working and people have got time, therefore they've got time on their hands and they can do things which maybe they might not be involved in if they were busier. And therefore, because of those are the two main reasons. One is because of all the sveikas in halachas, which might bring to shogegin in Hilchas Bishul, certainly Bishul Afia, preparation of food. And the other one is because there is a chance that the Yetzer Hara might get the better of somebody over at Yom Tov. And therefore, for those reasons, they were masakin Tanis, three Tanesim. I don't know why three Tanesim, but they were masakin a Monday, and a Thursday, and a Monday, after Yom Tov. Now, because we want to say Tachnun and Slichas, therefore they were Masakin that you wait till the end of Nisan, before Bahab. Yeah, presumably in Monks, I imagine on Shabbos, they made a Mishaberach for those people.
In Sinai as well.
And in Sinai as well, yeah. They made a Mishaberach, and in Hagas, yeah, they made a Mishaberach for those people who are Mekabel on themselves to fast Bahab. This year, actually, we'll speak about it more tomorrow, but this year we actually get their arm in Hogim next week. Tanis Sheni, the second Tanis Sheni, coincides with Pesach Sheni.
Monks are saying it.
Right? So, in Monks, they're saying it, yeah?
In
Knopflers,
they're not.
Oh, so there are that's exactly the Minhogim, right? Yeah, there are two Minhogim as to whether or not you do or don't.
They say Tachnun next Pesach Sheni in the morning.
Yeah.
They do say Tachnun.
You say Tachnun. Well, there are different issues here, right? There's the Tanis, which is all that's brought down. Slichas are not mentioned by Tosafot. Slichas are not mentioned by Rashi. The Slichas came later. If you look through the Slichas of Bahab, you'll not find a mention of Yom Tov. there. All the slichas are about the terrible things that the goyim are doing to us and the persecutions. This was the time of the year when things were worst. And therefore, the slichas themselves came later. I think they were masukin in Europe later on. But the Talnesim were as a result of, as I said, the result of what things can happen on Yom Tov and Bli Eder, because this year the second Tanis coincides with Pesach Sheni, therefore we'll speak about those Minhagim tomorrow.
Right. Start the Torah way in also on Wednesday, Yud Iyar, 24th Daily Omer, 7th of May. Rabbi Meir Markovic, Sferas Omer. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Chesner, the Simchas of a Mitzvah of Uriel Chesner, which took place last Shabbos. He rotsen shisku horov spin of the rav nachas and then we could say for to him amen the schus hashvim va chayolim ba melchama she yachzru rotsen le shalom ben hayro
amen amen.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. We are now holding in the days of Sphira, we're counting up to Matan Torah, 49 days. Every night we count Sphira Soima. There's a few difficulties with Sphira Soima, which I want to discuss, and Satish Shmaya will get a clockite in the Sugya. One thing we find by Sfiris HaOmer, we know in Kol HaTorah Kula, we mitzvah Sriches Kavona, and it's Ma'akev, the Hoshaila, the Rabon, the Raisa. But Sfiris HaOmer apparently appears that we don't need Kavona to be Mekayim the mitzvah. So we have to understand why not? Why is Sfiris HaOmer different than all other mitzvahs in the Torah? Number two, we find another halacha in Sfiris HaOmer that if a person doesn't understand what he's saying in Sfiris HaOmer, even if he says it in Lashon HaKodesh, he's not yoitzer the mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer. In davening, we find that if you don't know what you're saying, as long as you're saying Lashon HaKodesh, you're yoitzer. Here in Sfiris HaOmer, we find a steer to this cloud, which also needs explaining. Thirdly,
some we. Some doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you say it in English better?
Yes, if somebody doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you say it better in English. In Taman, the minig was, they used to say Sfira in Arabic. If you don't understand what you're saying, it's not a Sfira.
So, what was the first thing that you don't have to be Mechaber?
Mitzvah Sriches Kavona.
What does it mean saying Sfira without Kavona?
Yeah, normally, if you do a mitzvah, you have to mechaven the mitzvah, and if you weren't mechaven, you weren't yoitz the mitzvah.
Yeah.
By Sfira Soim, if you didn't have mechaven, you just said without Kavona, you yoitz the mitzvah.
What does it mean without Kavona?
We just said without having kavon to mekayim the mitzvos here. We'll get more into this point. Thirdly, there's a big shaila in Shonim, mainly in Achronim, that we have a klal that by Kiddush and davening, the musik of Shemaya Koina, that you're not saying it, you're listening to the guy saying it, and you're Yotze by him saying it. Mashengim by Sfiras Omer, the whole shaila if you can say Shemaya Koina or not. That also needs an elaboration. Why not? A fourth point I want to clarify is the whole shaila. If somebody writes down Sfira Sa'ima, if he writes down Sfira Sa'ima, is Mekayim the Mitzvah Sfira Sa'ima or not? Kol HaTorah Kulo, you can't really write down stuff. You can't write down Krishna in Yotze the Mitzvah. But here by Sfira Sa'ima, it appears that the major sad to say that you could be Mekayim Sfiras Omer by writing it down. So that all these points need elaboration. So let's start. The Mechaber in Simon Tov Pei Tes Sif Dalet says like this: Mi sheshoel oisay chaveiro ben hashmoshes kamo yemei sfira bezeh halaylo. But the evet that you can start counting sfira from ben hashmoshes, and your friend asked you how much is it tonight. So you should say, says the Mechaber, Yoim Eloi Etmol Hoyo Kach Ukach. You should say to him that yesterday was this number. She'im Yoim Eloi Ayoim, if you will tell him the right day, it's day 24, and he tells him it's day 24. He can't go afterwards and count it with the Bocha, because he's been Yotze the Mitzvah already, by saying, telling his friend the number of that sphere. Of the Mechaber continues, of Kodim Ben Hashmosha is given Shein Zman Sphere, Eim Bekach Klum. If it's not a Zman Sphere, you haven't been Yotze. But from Ben Hashmosha on, if your Chaber asks you, what is tonight's Sphere, and you tell him the day, you're Yotze, the Mitzvah, and after he can't count with the Brocha, because you're already counting the Mitzvah. So the Noisek Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch ask that we know we have a in Simon Samach Sif Dalad is brought down a machlokes. Yes, Oimrim she'ein mitzvah tzriches kavana, but yes, Oimrim she'tzriches kavana. Machlokes if you have to have kavanah for mitzvah or not. Lot says Basis Oise Mitzvah. You have the Kavona is to be Mechaven, to be Yotze the Mitzvah. And the Mechaber ends off with Chein Halacha. Mechaber paskins as Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona. The problem is over here is when your Chaver asked you, what is tonight's Tzvira? You had no intention to Mekayim the Mitzvah. All you're doing him a favor. You're telling him what the day is. You didn't have kavanah to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Mehechet Teis over here, you are Mekayim, by just saying the number, just saying the Tzvira, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Tzvira Tzvira. Are they fragging all that Chorin here on the Shulchan Aruch? So you see claw from here that you're not going with the Klal by Tzvira Tzvira, Mitzvah ain't Tzvichas Kavanah. There are a few answers in Achronim. The Prima Gordim says in Psichat Hilchot Brochus that actually the Mechaber has a suffix. He's not sure how to paskin. If you paskin mitzvah tzriches kavana or you paskin mitzvah ein tzriches kavana, and therefore the Mechaber always goes lechumra. So over here by Krishma, when he didn't know if he had kavana to be yoytzi Krishma, then the Mechaber paskins the chumra. You have to repeat Krishma. Malchen came over here by Sfira Soima paskin the Mechaber the chumra as mitzvahs ain't sviches kavana, and therefore you have to go and repeat and say Sfira, and therefore you can't repeat Sfira Soima. So here the Poshta Mechaber is just being machmir. The Bialoch already asks that in Semen Samach that it's very shver to say that Mechaber had a sofik if we say mitzvah suches kavon or not, because he ends off klo v'chein halocha. He said clearly that halocha is as mitzvah suches kavon. So why is shver? Why by spirits omer? Why don't we need a kavon to be yotze the mitzvah? The Gaon says that the Machaber in Simon Samach is in Tov Beit Tes, he's choishish, similar to Prima Godim, he's choishish to the Manda Omer, he's going according to the Manda Omer as mitzvahs ein sriches kavona, and therefore it's better, we're choishish for that Manda Omer, and therefore it's better to get your friend to be yotzi afterwards. That's also very the Bialocha said that's also very dochuk in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says klo as we pass in the mitzvah sriches kavona, so he hasn't yet been mekayim the mitzvah sriches kavona. So why can't he go after the encounter with the bracha? The Mogen Avraham wants to suggest a different answer. He says like this. That about the Mechaber Paskins as mitzvah sriches kavon, you need to have kavon by mitzvah. Oh, but over here, the Mechaber is choishish for brocha levatola, because to say a brocha for no necessity, you're either a lav of loy sosu. So the Mechaber was choishish over here, as a brocha shein sriches, brocha levatola, aber beetem mitzvah sriches kavona. And that all these answers are a bit difficult, because if you hold that mitzvah sriches kavona, then when your friend asks you what is the date of the surah, you've done nothing. So mecha teisi, you start being choishish now for brocha, the brocha of atola, brocha sheinu tzricha. You did nothing. There is a
somebody listens to kiddush, for his chava says kiddush, and he's not mechava, and he's in another way, or to be yotz, not to be yotz, and he hears kiddush.
If you hold mitzvah sriches kavon, it would be the same thing. Yeah. The Chok Yaakov also raises this point, and he says like this: V'od yashloim the efshe zeh mikri kavona. When you're saying sviras omitz kavona, not kavona of mitzvahs, he says kivin shemis kavon al kol ponim loima kamo yemei svira. It's not a vote of kavona in mitzvahs. He's got a psa kavona to say the svira, and that's enough for the kavona by svira soima. Umitzvoso, and he continues, umitzvoso hurak sipuro ba'alma. The mitzvah is just to say, to count. So he's going on a different track, and he needs a bit. His words are very sosim, and needs an explanation. And Satish Shmai will get to, we'll try and explain what. The Chok Yaakov one.
The Mechaber passed the mitzvah sriches kavona.
Yeah.
Was that in Drabonans as well?
So that is a very good point. So some want to suggest that the Mechaber doesn't pass in Drabonans, but the Mishnah Berurah and Bialocha, they elaborate and they say the Mechaber holds that even by Drabonan mitzvah sriches kavona. But also the Mechaber, I'm not sure what the Mechaber holds by sriches oimer, if it's a deraisa or not. I'm not sure, but in the Beis Yosef, he names on like the Rambam, the Sfiris Omer is the Raisa. Now there's a Mogen Avraham here in Sif Cotton Beis. He said a very difficult thing. He said like this. Uposhet, the muta l'sape b'chol loshen. You're allowed to count in any language. V'davke b'loshen shem eivin. You have to understand what you're saying. V'im einoy meivin loshen ha-kodesh. If somebody doesn't understand loshen ha-kodesh, v'sipe b'loshen ha-kodesh, and he said over, he's counted b'loshen ha-kodesh, lo yotzo. He's not yotzo. He continues, O yada, my komo levein zeh sira kei nirali. So state the Mogen Avraham, if somebody says Svira Beloshen HaKodesh and he doesn't know what he's saying, he's not Yotzer. So the Achreini already asked on the Rambam, and it's brought down the Alocha Lamaisa, that this din of having to know of having to know, to understand what you're saying, that's only when you're davening in a foreign language. But if you're davening in Lashon HaKodesh, you're yotze. The Mishnah Berurah Paskin Siman Samech Bei, he says like this: Avol k'shonu koyin Kriyishma b'Lashon HaKodesh. When you say Kriyishma b'Lashon HaKodesh, v'chein b'tfila u'biches hamozin v'kiddush u'shari brachos, all these types, all these things, afilo im einoy mevin haloshen yotza. Even if you don't understand what you're saying in Lashon HaKodesh, you're yotza. So the question is, why is Sfiras HaOmer different, that even when I'm saying it in Lashon HaKodesh, I've got to understand what I'm saying. And if I don't understand what I'm saying, then I'm not yotza. Now there's a whole sugya of a whole nidin about Shemir Koina. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Omar Rava says, Hilchase Gevirta Ike the Mishma Minhoga the Hilula. There are many minhogim we can learn out from Halal. One of the things stated in the Gemara says that they used to have a minhag to say, Oima hu oima baruch haba. Right at the end of Halal is after Ona Hashem Hashir No is a baruch, we say baruch haba. So there was a minhag, the chazan said baruch haba, and v'hein oimim b'shem Hashem. They didn't say baruch haba. The chazan said baruch haba, and they answered b'shem Hashem. So they never said baruch haba. So what happened to their saying baruch haba? The missing part of Halal. We know if you don't say the whole Halal, you're not yetzer. Says the Gemara, mikan v'shmer Ka'ina, from here we see that Shmer Ka'ina. The Chazan said Baruch Habo. You heard the Chazan. You were Yotze through Shmer Ka'ina when the Chazan said Baruch Habo. And then you can continue with Shem Hashem. The very, very important Rashi, the Rashi just says over here, That even when you're davening b'tzibur and the shliach tzibur is saying your milah shmoneser shliach tzibur saying kaddish, or your hei shmei rabba, they should be quiet and listen, and they're yotze the amira of kedusha and omen hei shmei rabba. The Gemara continues. The Gemara brings down some other amaroim who dashed, also that we say also this that shmei ka'ina taposh lezach, we say k'moy shmei ka'ina. Then the Gemara continues, and Gemara says, how do we know, where do we learn it out from Shmer Ka'ina? So we know we had a king in Eretz Yisrael, Gehithel Menashe. He was a king for 52 years, and he was a Gevein HaGreis HaRosha. And he tried to be Machrev, he didn't let the Eden learn Torah, he hid the Sefer Torah. People weren't allowed to learn Torah, he did damage to the Beis HaMikdosh. And then he had his son called Amon, who continued in the same rishis. And then he had the grandson Yosha. He was Chayzer b'tshuva, and he tried to put things right what his father and his grandfather did. So he told Chilkiyahu the Kohen Gadol, go and check out what's got to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. So he went to check what's got to be prepared, and he found hidden away, locked away in the Beis Hamikdash, a Sefer Torah. And he opened up the Sefer Torah, and he gave it to Shofan, and he found there a pasuk from the parsha of the Teichacha. And he gave it over to Shofan to read it out to Yoshia. What's the Gishan in the pasuk? In the pasuk state, Yoylech Hashem, Oyscha v'smalcha asher tokum, Elecha el goya shelo yodato. That I'm going to take you and your king to a faraway place, to a country you never knew. So when Yoshia heard Shofan reading that pasuk to him, That's what the Sefer Torah was on that place. When they found it, they opened up, it was on the Pasha. He got very scared. So he went to Chuldah Nevi'ah, and Chuldah Nevi'ah told him, no, you're fine, you'll be okay, you are Chayne B'tshuva, therefore, it won't happen in your times. The Gemara says like this, the Gemara says, he brings down a pasuk, because it says, Es ha-dvorim ha-shekora yoshio. Yoshia read out this pasuk, Fred the Gemara, how can you say Yoshi read out this pasuk? We've got another pasuk that says the Koro Shofoin. Shofoin read it lifnei HaMelech. So it says the Gemara, we see from here, Shemea Ko'ina. Shofon read it to Yoshio, and it was like Ke'ilu that Yoshio read it himself. And the Gemara goes on, about that's Pashas and Makoyim of Shemea Ko'ina. We have a Pasuk from where? We have a Pasuk in Malachim base. We learn out the Locha of Shemea Ko'ina. Now there's the question raised by Tzviras Oimer. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in Menachos Samach Hei on the base, Ton Rabbonon Usvartem Lochem Shetei Tzviro Lekol Echod Beechod. Says Rashi, Shekol Echod Chayev Lispoy. Everybody has got to count Tzviro. The Bialocha brings down from the Rashba that he explains Rashi, that Rashi's learning that you can't say that in the pasuk of Usfartem Lochem. Why did it say Lochem? Because it just said Usfartem. Why did it say Lochem? Because Rashi's learning the Gedrosha of the Gemara is that it's a mitzvah of Sfira on Kol Echod Beechod. Everybody has to count for themselves. Reuven can't count for Shimon, and Shimon can't count for Levi. Reuven has to count for himself, Shimon has to count for himself, and Levi has to count for himself. So according to Rashba and Rashi, Shteidor that Shemea Ko'ina does not work by Sfiras Oimer. There is a custom to tell you that it doesn't work. Tosfos got a different shot. Tosfos is arguing with Rashi. Tosfos says the reason why it says Lochem is because we find by the mitzvah of Shmitin and Yovel that the Bezdin have to count it. So you'd have thought by Sfira, just like by Yovel, the Bezdin count it. Therefore, over here also the Bezdin should be a mitzvah on the Bezdin to count. Therefore, no, we've got a pasuk to tell us Lochem as the mitzvah is on everybody else to count. So according to Tosfos, you don't have a makor as you don't say Shomea Ko'ina. So the audience coming to teach us is that it's not a mitzvah on the Bezdin. So the Pri Chodosh in Tov Pei Tes, he asked a kasha, according to those understandings, that you can't be Yotze Shemea Ko'ina from because it's Shteitok Svar Tem Lachem. You can't. Yeah, everybody has to count for himself. Frank that kasha. Why did the Gemara in Sukkah we just mentioned learn out Shemea Ko'ina? Where do we learn it out from? From Shofon and Yoshio. Learn it out from Pasuk in the Torah. I'm Fusha Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah tells you by Sfira Soima, you can't be Yoitz Shemea Ko'ina. Aber weiss to is Dafka by Sfira Soima. Aber Kola Torah Kula, you can be Yoitz Shemea Ko'ina. So why can't you learn out from why does the Gemara not learn out from Sfira Soima? So he argues and he goes in the Mahalach of Tosfos. As the pasuk is only telling us that you can't count the Bezdin, and therefore you don't have a makor for Sfiras Oimer. And the Pri Chodosh continues, and he paskins the halacha, even though we don't paskin like this, but he paskins the halacha that you can be yoitza lekatchila shmea ko'ina by Sfiras Oimer. Yeah, but if you don't like Tosfos, all he's telling you is to be my Bezdin. So it's coming to my Bezdin. Bezdin shouldn't count it. Everybody else should count. But it's not muchach to say that it's a spirit. Pardon? Yeah, but it's not muchach to say that each one has to count. It's a mitzvah on the practice of Klal Yisrael. Like every mitzvah is a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. Like by Kiddush, everybody's got a key of Kiddush. So you can be Yotze Shmei Ko'ina. Also by Sfiras Oimer, you can be Yotze Shmei Ko'ina. It's only when you're saying, according to Rashi, that it's dafka a mitzvah on of Shmei Ko'ina. the daf going to Rashi, that it's, the person come and tell us that it's a mitzvah on every single person to count. That's where we can see that Shemei HaKohenah doesn't work. Just before you go, I just want to share with you Bialocha brings down from the Ritzkiyas, very interesting, their minig was, that Sfira has to be said by Amida. At this state, because the state, Mahochel, Chermosh, Bakomo, when you start cutting with a shearer, you're cutting the stalks, the Gemara learns that Bakomo is unnecessary, so we dash and from there, it doesn't mean it's coming to be Muramas Bakumo, that Sfira Sa'ima has to be standing up. So he brought down, he brings down the Ritzki, there was a minig that Amotis Shabbos, after Shmoneh Esrei, they used to say Vihi Noyam, and after COVID.
Case, if I tell somebody to be after Shkia that tonight is 25, and I'm sitting down, so I'm not Yotzer.
Because you haven't said it. Chedavoya. It could be some market. Yeah, it could be. It's not market, but it's a katchila. Pardon?
Stop
me, Akiv. It's Katkhila. You should do it. Yeah, the Chayyu with Yemen, if you do sit down, you're here. So he said everybody was sitting down by Vihi Noyam. I mean, we stand for Vihi Noyam. But so their meaning was they sat down for Vihi Noyam. And therefore, when it came to Sfira Sa'ima, in order not to be Matriach, the Tzibo, of saying to get up to count Sfiras Omer, therefore the Shliach Tzibah was moitzi everybody with a brocha, and he read those, the Bialocha read those, not only with the brocha but with the actual sphere, because they're all sitting down in order not to Matriach the Tzibah to get up. They're all sitting down, and the Shliach Tzibah was moitzi everybody with whilst they were sitting. So he learns klar also. That the mitzvah is the no problem of the Shmei Ka'ina applies by Sfira Sa'ima. So going back to the Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham brings down this Shaila, and he says like this. He brings down from the Rashba. The Rashba holds that he can only be Yotze the Tzibur with the Brocha. Oh, but everybody else has got to count for themselves. They'll call upon him, Sorcha Yisboy Ba'atma. You've got to count for yourself. Then he brings down another Rajva, which is a bit of a contradiction, that says, excuse me, that your Yoitza Bisfirath Shilach Hatziba. So he says he doesn't, it was Sorachin. So he says, what's going on now? But he says like this, but Efsha, like this, given the Kaimelon, the Shmei have a Ka'ina have like ilu sipehu ba'atzmai. So he said he's got tzorachin, he's got a sofik, if you can be yotzer Shmei Ka'ina or not Sfiras Omer, and that is the two shittas. Now the from the Magen Avraham, he's not going with how we explained according to Rashi and the Rashba that we learned out. We were learning out from the pasuk in the Torah usvartem lechem. Do you have to say it and therefore you can't be Shmei Ka'ina, or you don't really have to say it and therefore you could be Shmei Ka'ina? He seems to be clearing in the actual halacha of Shmei Ka'ina if it applies by Sfira Sa'ima or not. And that also needs an explanation. The fourth point that I wanted to get to is the whole shaila in Achronim, Shev Yankov and others, Guru Balecho and a few others. The Kavachan brings down a few poskim that if a person writes down Sfira Sa'ima, he joins a mitzvah. If you do from the stipler, he was once in Halachic state when you write letters in the Sfira, you meant to write the day of the Sfira. So you sat down with writing a letter to somebody. And he remembered he hadn't yet done a marav yet, and therefore he didn't want to write down the letter and write the sphere in the letter, because then he was choshish that maybe he's yotzer sfiras omer through ksiva. So he got up and he counted Sfira and then he wrote the letter. So this is a whole tumult over here in Achronim, if you can be Yotzev as Ksiva or not. So the Shah Tshuva brings down, he brings down these things and he just says like this. He says he doesn't understand how you can have a half a minute to say that the Yotzev is Ksiva. Because what would happen if somebody would write Krishna, instead of saying Krishna or davening Shachris, he would just write it down. Avadi is not Yotzer. He's not Yotzer. So Mehecha Teisa to say that if somebody, because why are you not Yotzer? Because you need a Kriya Bapeh. You have to say the words. So if you're writing the, by writing down, you haven't said the words. So Avada, if a person writes down Sfiras Omer, he hasn't said the words, so Avada is not Yotzer. Are they Dr. Chai Tshuva? So we've got four Nakudas that we need explanation. So I'll just go quickly through the answer, because it's running late. There's two types of mitzvahs we have in the Torah. We have a mitzvah in the Torah of shofar, blowing shofar, shaking lulav. Now, those mitzvahs, Triller, those mitzvahs, as you blow the shofar, that's a mitzvah. To hear the shofar, to hear the sound of the shofar, to daven, that's a mitzvah. Then you've got other types of mitzvahs, where the actual mitzvah is what comes out from the mitzvah. Lamoshel, pidyon shvuim. It's not that the money you're giving over to release the captives. The captives are coming out, so the money is echetimsa to get to the pidyon shvuim. Puravu, same thing. The idea is to have children, the children that come. And the same thing also with priyas bal chayz mitzvah. It's not the idea of giving the money. The idea is to pay off your debt. The same thing, bir chometz, the idea is to get rid of the chometz. And mila is debatable, some say yes, some say not. Mila is, the tachlis is, some say the tachlis is that the child should be normal. So the Achronim HaMechadish, the whole bunch of Achronim HaMechadish, this halacha of mitzvah sriches kavona, that's only said by mitzvahs which require, where the actual mitzvah you mekayim in them, like by shofar. If it, like the Gemara says, if a person blows shofar l'shir, he's not yotzer, because then you need mitzvah sriches kavona. Ma'ashein came by mitzvah, it's only the tetzor, what the outcome of the mitzvah, then it doesn't need kavon. Lamoshel, if somebody pays off his balchoiv, the £1,000 that he owes him, and he didn't have kavon to mekayim mitzvah, he didn't have kavon to mekayim priest balchoiv mitzvah, no one's ever going to tell him, hey, you won't get to mitzvah, going to pay another £1,000. Havad is mekayim the mitzvah, because it doesn't, mitzvah v'shavu tetzor do not require a kavon. So going to Sfiras HaOmer. In the Torah we find four types of counting. We find the counting by Shmitin Yovel, and you count from 1 to 49. You find by Zova, she counts 7 clean days. And you also find by Master Behema, you count till 10, and the 10th Behema is Kodesh. And then also you have Sfiras HaOmer. Now, in all those three cases of Sfira Zobah and Sfira Shmitin and Yovelin, and also the Sfira of Master Behema, thank you, Master Behema, the tachlis of the Sfira is the outcome. By Zova, she wants to become Torah. The tachlis of the Sfira is the outcome. The same thing as Master Behema. We want to get to the 10th animal. And the same thing with Shmitin Yovel. The tachlis is to get to Yovel. Now, the same thing applies by Sfira. The Gemara says in Menachos, Sfor Yomim Bekadish Shvus. Which means count days and then you can count the Yom Tov Shavuos. The whole tachlis of counting the Sfira is to get to the Yom Tov Shavuos. So Ibazoi, Lefizeh, we can say that without the whole mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ima is to get to the outcome, to get to the Yom Tov of of truth. Therefore, it doesn't require, it doesn't go in that cloud of mitzvah sichas kavanah. And therefore, it's very good if somebody says that, somebody, your friends ask you, Ben Hashmoshes, what is the sphere today? Then you say, even if you said it, you make kind of mitzvah, because mitzvah sichas kavanah doesn't need kavanah. I'm sorry, I didn't want to finish.
Very interesting.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. Thank you.
The bottom line is we need to have the one. Safe and sorry.
Yeah.